Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons. I am your host, Terri-Ann Cormier, and it's been a while since I've hosted the show, and as much as I needed to take the time to do what I needed to do, I missed it. I missed coming on here and chatting all by myself and knowing that people are listening, so I'm certainly glad to be back. Now, normally my shows are about 30 minutes. Now, today I cannot promise that we'll stick to the 30 minutes. I have family down from Ontario and kids that need to go in every single direction, and I'm on my own today. So because of the fact that I may cut the show off a little close, I will continue the show on my Lessons in Life blog and put some more information, some more links on there. But because of what I'm going to teach you today, which is the art of purging. Once you learn it, I'm betting you may just start right away, and you'll be glad of the things that I taught today. So where have I been? Why such a gap between the last show? Well, to be honest, I've been purging myself. I've been purging clutter from my home, from my office, purging clutter that's been in my mind, and purging all of those negative and toxic relationships that I have gathered over the years. But was being too nice to let them go. So why, you may ask? Well, the simple answer is why not? It's extremely difficult to move forward in life into the new possibilities with clutter surrounding you. The problem with clutter in your home, especially, it causes all sorts of extra stresses that are just unnecessary. I know for me personally, I didn't have a proper closet to fit all the oodles and oodles of clothing my husband and I have. It drove me absolutely nuts, to the point where when I would wash my clothes, dry my clothes, fold them, they just ended up on piles in my bedroom. My bedroom became a place of anxiety for me. I didn't want to be in there. I literally just had too much going on. So I came up with a plan. And if anyone who knows me, that when I get a funny little plan, I stick to it and I go with it. So I had a plan. I have this small little bedroom across from my bedroom. Too tiny to really put a bed in it, too big for really anything else, but it was perfect for a walk-in closet. And I had been at another friend's house months prior to that, and they had that sort of same concept where across from their bedroom they had a walk-in closet. Now, mind you, theirs was very fantastic looking, and, you know, it's perfect, you know, wood and everything was built properly, but for me, I went out and I purchased those white little shelving units that you can purchase and build your own closet. And together with my husband, we built a walk-in closet that I think is just absolutely fantastic. Because I did that, all of my clothing is now hung up properly, and my room has become my oasis. I can sit in there for hours. I can read. I can go to sleep without all that extra anxiety. And you know, as funny as it may sound, think about a room in your home, or maybe it's your office, that just has too much stuff, too much is going on. It causes a lot of anxiety, and you're just not really happy to be in that space. And, you know, we spend an awful lot of money on our homes, and I think any room in your house should be a place where you feel that you can relax and that you can enjoy. And if you're not, if you don't have a space like that, then you need to make a space like that. Maybe if you have too much paper on your desk, or, you know, maybe there's too many shoes, you need a proper shoe rack. Whatever it is, I'm guaranteeing you that if you find a way to purge that space, you're going to have less stress, less anxiety, and it's also going to make room for things that maybe you do want to add to those rooms, or things that you do want to add to your office, your space. So purging things is a good thing. You know, think about all the clothes that you may have that you're never going to wear again. There's probably someone else out there who would like to wear those clothes. So when you're thinking of a space in your home that you would like to have more relaxation, think about getting rid of the stuff that you no longer need, that you no longer want. So what is purging your mind? Well, I don't know about you, that I am one of those people who always had a million things in my mind. For years, appointments, to-do lists, worries, kids' stuff, you name it, it was all up there sitting impatiently in my mind. The problem is, it wasn't doing me or anyone else any good to have so much going on up there. It caused me anxiety. It caused me to take a long time to go to bed at night because I was listing all my to-dos for the following day. I was continuously and perpetually forgetting just about everything because I couldn't keep track of all that was going on up there, all the noise. My biggest concern was I no longer could concentrate. I can remember times when one of my kids or even my husband would come talk to me, and I was there, but in my mind was somewhere else. I couldn't sit still for more than 5 minutes. I was edgy, I was antsy, and it wasn't working anymore. So it didn't happen overnight. I wasn't able to just purge my mind overnight, and I'm certainly not going to ask or expect anyone else to do that. But it just started with baby steps. And a friend of mine lent me the book called Getting Things Done by David Allen. And it was one of the best reads I had read in a while. It taught me how to get things out of my noggin and down on paper or in my cell phone or other electronic things. I mean, in today's smart tech world, there are so many different things that we can use rather than keeping it all in our head. It taught me the art of productivity. And because of that, I can honestly say that there isn't really much going on up there anymore. I have space in my mind for learning and for experiencing and for doing things freely and without any added clutter up there. The best part of purging your mind is that you make way for so much more creativity, so many more great ideas, and you're able to dream big, and there's just so much more space up there. So if you're thinking about what's going on up in your head, you know, if you're going to bed at night and you're worrying about what's going on the next day, or if you're finding yourself forgetting appointments, there are so many things, like I mentioned, that you can use. Think of using Google Calendar for all your appointments or your to-do list. And the great thing is with the world that we live in today, if you have a smartphone, you can link your Google Calendar to your phone. And so you'll be walking around and you'll have all of your to-do lists right on your phone. You'll have your appointments for the next 3 years, if you want it, on your phone. So you no longer have to worry about that. Another cool thing that I do is having a piece of paper and a pen beside your bed. So if you are somebody who wakes up in the middle of the night and has all these great ideas, write it down. You may not even understand what you wrote the next day, but the cool thing is it's down. The other important thing is to-do list. So if before you go to bed you feel like you're worrying about what's going to be needs to be done the next day, put your piece of paper beside your bed or right before you brush your teeth, you know, out in your office, write a list of your to-do list. And so the fact that you put it on paper, you're no longer going to worry about it. You're not going to forget it. It's on paper. Or put it in your Google Calendar. The other thing that I really wanted to touch on today was purging people. And it might sound funny to say purging people, but you know who I'm talking about. There's these friends or family members that are constantly bringing you down. They're like dead weight in your life. They take away from your dreams, your aspirations. They're constant complainers, constant negative remarkers. They don't contribute to your success. But darn it, they enjoy your blunders. These people exist in your world and they exist in mine. They take up unnecessary space and contribute nothing to the benefit of you. I know for me, given a year ago, I thought I had to be everything to everyone. And I realized far too late that that's incredibly difficult and it's exhausting. There are people that we don't need in our world. And when I say purging people, I don't mean just kicking everybody out of your life. What I mean is there's that person who when they call, you don't want to talk to them. You're making up excuses not to be around them. These people don't belong in your world. And the fantastic thing that happened to me, the second I started listening to my gut and just allowing myself the permission to not be someone's friend anymore or not go out for tea with people I really didn't want to spend time with. The second I did that, all of a sudden I had room in my world for new people. And these new people were like-minded. They were people who contribute in one way or another to my successes. They were there when I needed them. The whole idea of purging is making room for something bigger and better. And when you think of your space at home, when you think of your office, when you think of things that are going on in your mind, or when you think of the people that are in your world right now that really just are taking up space that they don't need to be there, think of that peaceful moment when the things you no longer want are gone and the things that are in your head that are bothering you or causing anxiety are gone and the people who aren't helping, they're hindering your success, and they're gone. Think of all the room. Think of that weight that just got lifted off of your shoulders. It's an amazing, amazing feeling. Another thing that happened to me over the last few months is I made a conscious decision to start writing in my book. I've been working on this book for far too long, and because I had way too much going on up in my head, I overthought everything. And a friend of mine taught me a really interesting lesson about the whole idea of writing a poem or writing in a diary or even writing, you know, your life story in a book is it's actually very healing. And the thing is you can't overthink it. And so when I was able to write down every single night just what was going on in my world, all of a sudden writing my book became that much easier. And I'm going through pages and pages and pages of that book now, whereas a few months ago, I only could do a few pages a week. All of that happened because I released the things that were going on in my mind. I write lists. I put things in my smartphone. I jot about anything and everything that's worrying me so that it's no longer up there. So, like I said, this show is going to be incredibly short, and for that, I do apologize to all of you, but I really want to push you to look in your space and your life, and if there's something that you should be purging, I dare you to do it. And what I'd love for you to do is send us an email or go on our blog and comment and let us know what you purged. Let us know how it felt, and maybe you have some tips for people that we can share. Until next time, take care, everybody.